It's not April Fool's Day yet, but the prank started early this year. Yesterday, Volkswagen announced it was changing its name in the U.S. to Voltswagen, V-O-L-T, like electricity. The corporate press release turned out to be fake, but it had a real effect on headlines and stock markets, as NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
The name change was just a marketing stunt for the electric SUV, the ID.4. Volkswagen of America was evidently surprised by the media response. Mark Gillies is the senior manager of product communications.
I don't think we expected them to take it as seriously as they did. I mean, one of the things we didn't do is we didn't trademark the name, for instance, so that was probably a pretty good clue. It wasn't happening.
There weren't many other clues, no obvious jokes. The press release went out through official channels with all the trappings of a real effort to generate buzz around a new brand. Gillies says he apologizes to people in the media who feel duped. And full transparency, he was talking to someone in the media who was duped. Me. He was talking to me.
It was, again, having fun with the brand and talking about, you know, the future.
A lot of people didn't think it was fun. Dan Ives is a stock analyst with Wedbush.
From an industry, from an investor, from a media perspective, you know, many got fooled, including ourselves. And I think it's one where it leaves a bit of a bad taste in the mouth.
Companies release silly April Fool's announcements all the time, but Ives says he's never seen an April Fool's joke have this kind of response. Investors believed it. Volkswagen stock prices went up.
21 years in the street, this is definitely a first. And I think ultimately it's going to potentially have some ramifications.
Lost trust, for one thing. This is a company still recovering from the Dieselgate scandal. They paid billions of dollars for lying about emissions. As for whether regulators will be interested in this false statement moving stock markets, the Securities and Exchange Commission declined to comment. And did it even work as a marketing stunt? Jessica Caldwell is the executive director of insights for the automotive data site Edmunds.
I didn't see a lot of, like, let me check out the ID.4, because I feel like that product name was not necessarily attached to the message. So, you know, I'm not really sure if it was as successful as Volkswagen envisioned it to be. It, you know, definitely backfired.
And she's still kind of salty that this April Fool's joke dropped on March 30th.
You can't do a New Year's Eve countdown on December 28th. You don't just get to pick the days you want to celebrate these holidays.
Timing aside, one reason why this seemed plausible is because there is a huge shift happening in the auto industry. 2 weeks ago, Volkswagen Group CEO Herbert Diess described the plan to go electric.
Our transformation will be fast. It will be unprecedented. The transformation will be bigger than anything the industry has seen in the past century.
So while a name change would have been drastic, it would fit with that kind of transformation. And it's not just VW. The entire auto industry is gearing up for a massive shift toward battery-powered vehicles. And unlike the name Volkswagen, that change is not a joke. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.